lot of racial shit to shit. Lot of racial shit was the big thing. OJ. OJ was big. That's right. Black people too happy, white people too mad. White people were like, bam, this is bullshit. I ain't seen white people that mad since they canceled MASH. Black people way too happy. Like, hey, we won! We won! Yeah, we won! What the fuck did we win? Every day I look in the mailbox for my OJ prize, nothing. And ooh, it's all about race. That shit wasn't about race. That shit was about fame. Because if OJ wasn't famous, he'd be in jail right now. If OJ drove a bus... if OJ drove a bus, he wouldn't even be OJ. He'd be Orentho, the bus-driving murderer. And everybody, oh, the jury's so stupid. Fuck the fuck out of here, man. They're so stupid. How could they not? White people would have done the exact same shit, okay? The exact same shit. Because if that was Jerry Seinfeld charged with double murder, and the only person that found the glove just happened to be in the Nation of Islam... Jerry be a free man. Be eating cereal right now. But let's break down the case. What happened? What's the guy? Ron Goldman? That was her boyfriend. Okay, don't be mistaken and think it was just some guy returning glasses. Okay, when the last time you left some shit in a restaurant and they brought it back to your house? Okay, shit, I want to eat there. Shit, you can leave a newborn baby in a restaurant and they'll put him in the coat room. Second of all, he was known to drive around town in this Ferrari that OJ bought for her. Think about that shit. I'll buy you a car. You gonna let another man drive around in my car? Are you out of your fucking mind? Shit. God. You better recognize. Shit, I don't even have Ferrari. But if I saw somebody driving my Pinto, that shit would blow up like the Godfather. And I'm not saying he should have killed her, but I understand. You know what else? OJ is paying $25,000 a month in alimony. $25,000. And $4,000 a month for food. For food. What the fuck was she eating? For $4,000 a month. I guess she's like, I gotta get some extra cheese on my Whopper. Yo, women, y'all got it good, boy. When it's time to get a divorce, women got it made. They go to court, start talking that shit. Your Honor, I'm used to this, I'm used to that, I'm accustomed to this. Yo, what the fuck is accustomed? What that got to do with shit? Hey, you go to a restaurant, you're accustomed to eating. You leave, you ain't eating no more. They don't owe you a steak. I want to go to court, talk that shit, Your Honor, I'm used to this, I'm used to that, I want some money, give me some money. And they get the money. What about what the man's used to? What about what the man's accustomed to? And that might not be money, but during the course of a relationship, a man grows accustomed to a few things. And I would love to see a man go to court and say, Your Honor, check this out. You know, I'm accustomed to fucking her 4 times a week. Now I feel I should be able to fuck at least twice a week. I mean, she can have the alimony, but I want some pussy payments. Am I fair? That's right, man. Shit. You know what? That's alimony. That's what made OJ crack. That alimony, she paying that big-ass alimony. He ain't scored a touchdown in 20 years. That's right, should have had a prenup. That's right, prenuptial agreement. Everybody needs a prenup. People think you gotta be rich to get a prenup. Oh, no. You got 20 million. Your wife want 10, big deal. You ain't starving. But if you make 30,000 and your wife want 15, you might have to kill her. Shit, I ain't gonna move back with my mama because you ain't in love. You gonna have to die. So you gotta think about OJ's situation. $25,000 a month, another man driving around his car, fucking his wife, and a house he's still paying a mortgage on. Now, I'm not saying he should have killed her, but I understand.